broadcast, and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
Just wanted to say tomorrow's Memorial Day, and I am thankful so many throughout our history have made the sacrifices that they have made for the men, for the women who made the ultimate sacrifice for their families, who had carried on without them, who have been carrying on without them. It is a sacrifice that is easy to forget. For those who have it, freedom is like oxygen. It is something we have. Many will not understand just how precious either is until they are at risk of them being taken away. There are encroachments being made on our freedoms right now by those who think they know better. This is a conversation for another day. Today, I will remember the sacrifice that was made and the debt that cannot be repaid. Today, I pray to the God of heaven to bless the families of those who have lost loved ones while serving our great nation. I pray for him to bless and comfort the walking wounded who are still with us and bless their families as well. It is also my prayer that we remember their sacrifice and the precious gift of freedom every day, not just once a year or when they are in danger of being taken away. With that said, good morning, Sovereign Minds! Tomorrow we celebrate Memorial Day.
Well, if you want to call it a celebration, it's time to reflect. For the people that gave the ultimate sacrifice for us.
Well, I think we celebrate their memories, we celebrate the sacrifices, we celebrate a lot of things. It's the last day in May, by the way. Monday of May. And today is Sunday, May 26, 2019, and my name is Mark Kent, and I'm your host. I'm here in the great state of Jefferson with my sister Linda, who does all the heavy lifting.
Good morning.
And Sue, our trusted producer, soundboard operator, and all-around great gal.
Good morning.
Also, Red Smith, who's still in the unfunded circle of out-of-control debt perpetrated by banksters who spun us into a mountain of interest with fiat paper, no longer backed by real money, and the mainstream media meatheads, prostitutes, politicians, pedophiles, liars, leakers, libtards, and lowlifes that have painted themselves into a corner filled with a steaming pile of political correctness gone wild. And I think that is so appropriate right now
when you
look at what's going on.
It is a free for all.
Oh my goodness!
Before we get off onto something, remember it is Memorial Day,
so I do
want to remind people that tomorrow at 5:55 there will be a flyover out at Igo Cemetery. The address is 11800 Gas Point Road. Remember again, it's 5:55 out there, so that is the time to go out there with your family and teach your kids and everybody about why we do Memorial Day, like you were saying. And then on Thursday, May 30th, down at the Veterans Grove in front of the Civic Center at 11 a.m., there will be another service there. And afterwards, there's free lunch for people that attend that memorial down there. So, again, those are a couple of them. There's a few more going on. I know down in Anderson, tomorrow at 11 at the Anderson Vietnam Veteran Walk of Fame, or whatever they call it down there. I'm sorry, I forgot. But that's at 11 down in Anderson. But there's a lot of different stuff that you can attend to teach people and to honor the people that gave the ultimate sacrifice for our country.
Yeah, I was watching one of the videos this morning that was playing the bagpipes, and I'll tell you what, they showed all the cemeteries in Europe, and it's like, gosh, that doesn't bring a tear to your eye. You've got something wrong with you.
Yeah.
With that
Unfortunately,
said,
they're all over the world.
Yeah, exactly. With that said, we are you're listening to 1460 AM, and now we're on FM at 96.5. And you can go to the chat room at kcnr1460.com or call in at 530-605-4567. All of our shows are podcast and archived as well, and you can friend me on Facebook at Mark E. Kent. And where we go one, we go all. Oh, boy, that's going to be a theme that we're going to hear more and more about.
We do have a caller on the line.
Well, we're here fighting the new world order. That was fast. who do we got on
the line? We've got Mark on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Oh, it says Clark. Is it Mark or Clark?
I can only see Clark. A-R-K. Sorry.
Clark.
It's right behind the thing. Sorry, Clark. She's got part of your name covered up.
Well, it's...
I'm
partly here anyway.
What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to God bless Mark for his prayer. He's made my morning. And God bless you, Linda, for all the assistance you give Mark and the rest of the staff that's there. God bless you all. And I hope everybody enjoys this weekend and gives thanks for what we have left.
Thanks a lot. We appreciate that,
Yeah,
Mark.
We do.
Okay. I'll talk to you later.
Hey.
All right.
Bye.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks for the call.
Bye.
Okay, so with that said, then speaking of the New World Order, or odor, depending on, how well your nose works. Boy, I'll tell you what, it's getting pretty...
You're located in San Francisco.
Kind
of hard to miss the odor down there.
We should almost be playing Scott McKenzie's Are you going to San Francisco? No.
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 Nah.
Why would you?
I guess we're going to go to a break here, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about everything at that point, and you know, staying with our theme of Memorial Day. Go ahead, Sue.
Happening in the state of Jefferson. Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 2653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which is. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State and your talk radio station. Wow, where do we start?
Well, again, we have a caller on the line.
Wow.
Hey, we've got Nick on the line. Good morning, Nick.
It is a good morning, and I wanted to take a moment to say thank you to Terry and Wynn, Mark and Janet, you, Mark Kent, you, Linda Kent, and you, Red Smith. You know, I've had the pleasure of hosting both of those shows once in a while, and I know how much work goes into it. And it shocked me that you're on today. I thought, oh, boy, this is just going to be an excuse to take the day off and know you're there. That shows the sacrifice and the hard work that you're doing, and thank you so much.
Thanks,
thank
Nick.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Aw, shucks.
Sunday, Dale Ball and I are going to host your show, and we're going to be picking on the idea of a one-cent sales tax dedicated to a jail. And, Red, if you wanted to come in and join us, you've always got a lot of insight. I think you'd be an asset to that conversation, so you're welcome to join us if you want to.
Oh, I could probably wander in.
And be on Carl Bott's show at 8 a.m. talking about it. I want to get this out, and I want us to tell our supervisors how we want to be represented instead of them telling us how we're going to have it. That there.
No,
and
concept.
To switch subjects, this is the last thing. I stumbled across a YouTube video this morning called, and it was taken off YouTube, and the gal, Laura Sutherland, put it on, and she put it back on Borderless documentary. What's the end? Documentary backup. Borderless documentary backup, and it's an hour and a half. The migrant crisis over in Europe. Both sides of this have a lot better than anything I have seen so far. So if you get a chance, watch that. It's very, very interesting.
It certainly
pretty
will.
Pretty eye-opening, isn't it, Nick?
It is. Did you see it? Red?
Yes, I have. Also heard what's going on in South Africa is exceptionally well done, too.
Yes, yes. Uh-huh. Okay, I'll let you have your show back. Thanks for having
All
me
right,
on.
All right, thank you, Nick. You'll have plenty of time next week.
Wow. There's too many things that need attention. Go ahead and cue up that five things the media didn't report, and let's listen to that, and that'll kind of kick us off here because well, we're actually trying to find the most important things they didn't report.
Only five.
It's great to tell you about the news this week. This week, while the mainstream media obsessed over Ben Carson and his Oreos, here are the things that happened that really matter. NPR tells journalists to stay away from certain terms, like pro-life and unborn baby. NPR says do not say those words and do not say late-term abortion, partial birth abortion, abortion clinic, abortion doctor, or In this new guidance dictate from NPR that resembles the newspeak in George Orwell's 1984, NPR says not to use the term unborn baby because, quote, the term unborn implies that there is a baby inside a pregnant woman, not a fetus. Babies are not babies until they're born. But did the mainstream media report this to you? Did they call out their own for bias and thought control and just political dishonesty masquerading as journalism? Nope. The mainstream media didn't say a word. A new report from McGuire Woods reveals that Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's medical school knew about Northam's blackface photo in the yearbook, and they actively hid the yearbook and the photo during several of Northam's campaigns for public office. Two different presidents of that medical school hid the photo, and both donated to Northam's campaigns. But did the mainstream media report on this, this willingness of leftists to brush racist behavior under the rug if the person acting racist is a leftist? Nope. The mainstream media was silent. Senator Kamala Harris says if she is president, she will fine private companies if they can't prove that the gender pay gap between their male and female employees is due to factors other than sexism. The companies will be fined 1% of their daily profit for every 1% gender pay gap under Harris's plan. Except, research shows that the gender pay gap is not about sexism. It's due to the different choices men and women make in their lives and in their careers. From the college majors women choose versus men, to the commute time to their jobs, the hours worked, the overtime, the business trips, and how much time off women take versus men. But did the mainstream media report the facts on the gender pay gap? Nope. The mainstream media doesn't care about the facts if the facts contradict the liberal narrative. A new DNA test pilot program in Texas revealed 30% of migrant families who were suspected of being frauds are unrelated to the children they brought with them. In addition, even more adults verbally admitted that the children weren't actually their children, nor were they stepchildren or adopted children, when immigration authorities threatened the DNA test. But did the mainstream media report on this? These migrant kids who were being trafficked? Nope. The mainstream media only pretends to care about migrant kids when it suits their political agenda. The SAT announced a new adversity score they will assign to each student who takes their test. This adversity score will have nothing to do with academic merit. Students will not be told how it's calculated or what their adversity score is, and students will have no way to appeal their score. But the SAT will send it to the colleges. Here's the kicker. This SAT adversity score will hurt Asian students the most, because these are the standards of how the SAT will determine if you are privileged. The environment of your neighborhood, of your family, and of your high school. This includes crime rates, poverty rates, housing value, median income of the student's location, education level of parents, curriculum rigor at your high school, the free lunch rate at your school, and AP class opportunities. So in other words, this will disproportionately harm Asian families and Asian students. These minorities in the United States will be punished for being successful. But did the mainstream media report on this? Nope. The mainstream media was silent. The mainstream media doesn't care to report any of that to you. So we will. And that's my final point.
Well, there you have it, Liz Wheeler again. And I like doing that because she kind of covers some stories that you just – I mean, my first question is, what about – Ben Carson's Oreos? Does anybody even know what they're talking about?
Yeah, there was a lot of there was some testimony about with Ben Carson before Congress, and they're upset at him because Ben Carson, who is now the head of HUD, Housing and Urban Development, has had his department go through and do a study and found out that there is a large amount of illegal aliens living illegally in government subsidized housing. And is making plans to have them removed from the government housing. So they're all up in arms about him. And
so he's an Oreo? Is that what they're saying?
Well, no, they were attacking him, and they were asking him very nonsensical, ridiculous questions. And Ben Carson, I was having a little bit of fun with him and kind of making fun of their words and going back and forth with him, at which point the media attacked a man that is a brain surgeon as an idiot. Because they couldn't keep up with his insults. He was giving them back what they were trying to give to him. They
so
were,
easy to troll these morons.
Oh, yeah. He was trolling them the whole time, and they didn't even get it.
I still don't get the Oreo connection.
I was going to say, and what's the Oreo piece?
I can't remember what the specific reference was, but it was like some government acronym. And Ben Carson said something about, oh, yeah, I'm familiar with Oreos. I love those things. They're delicious. And you just see the little smile on his face, and they're just taken aback by, you know, oh, how do you not know what an Oreo is?
Oh, they're talking about REO, which is a real estate.
Yeah, it was
return on your real estate
investment.
Yeah, and he was having a moment of fun poking at him. And they got all offended, and now Ben Carson's a dummy and blah, 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 because they weren't intelligent enough to figure out he was playing with them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anybody that doesn't agree with them is an idiot, except they're kind of the idiots because nobody wants to agree with them that has a lick of sense.
This is the world we live in. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, brilliant. Ben Carson, dummy.
Joe Biden, he's a genius.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's sleepy, creepy Joe.
He's not creepy Joe. He's just an advocate for checking your mammaries for potential cancer nodes.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I heard the thing about what they called him in Japan. You know, they didn't just call him creepy Joe. You heard what the translation was for the word they called him, which I don't remember with the Japanese word.
No,
it was the translation was octopus, many hands. So Joe Biden's a sleepy, creepy octopus.
Octopus man.
Octopus Biden.
Oh, Octo man. Joe.
Octo
Doc,
Joe.
Doc Ock.
Wow.
I like that one. Oh, and it just the hits keep coming.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you know, I'm not even sure where to start with
and
this list.
Why are we still giving money to NPR?
That's a good question. I think it might be the same reason that we're giving money to Planned Parenthood, so that Planned Parenthood can then give it to the Democratic Party so that they have a better chance of winning elections.
Oh, it's just a slush mill.
It's a roundabout way of having the taxpayers fund the Democratic Party.
Yeah, for us to pay for it all.
Yeah, and why are we giving...
their craziness.
Why are we giving $500 million to Planned Parenthood? Why are we giving all this money to the NPR? And do they donate to the Democrat or the Republican Party?
Yes, a non-governmental organization donating to the government.
Yeah, to get elected the people who are going to continue to send them the money to donate to them. This is
no matter what they do yeah. on the other side.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
It's kind of like Catch 22, only different.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah. Catch 11? I'm just saying.
Catch the moron is... So we got to stop
Mac
funding
the moron.
This crap. Yeah, now, and you look at NPR and this pro-lifer thing. Really? So we're going to... Not we're going to pretend that babies aren't babies. I was watching a video, and it's like, you know, how do you even do that? They don't become babies until we say they do.
Well, really, under that justification of logic, so if a baby doesn't become an actual baby until we determine that it's a baby, could I wait until you're like 12 and be like, now you're a baby? You're not alive before.
Yeah, I don't like you. It'll be like that commercial. Kill them.
Yeah. I didn't recognize that it was alive yet.
Well, I mean, where do you go? Would you completely deny reality on whatever? Go ahead.
Well, I guess we got to go to a break, and then we need to pick this up on the other side because this is just insane stuff. If you want to call in and weigh in on this, give us a call, 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Now I've been happy lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, I've been smiling lately, dreaming about the world at one, and I believe it could be someday it's going to come. Look out on the edge of darkness, from there I see peace train. Oh, peace train, take this country. Come take me home again. Yeah, I've been smiling lately, thinking about the good things to come, and I believe it could be something good has begun. Oh, peace train sounding louder. Ride on the peace train.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans, covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know, nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickus.
The state of Georgia's new heartbeat bill will go into effect at the beginning of next year. Governor Kemp recently signed HB 481, the Living Infants Fairness and Equality Act, otherwise known as LIFE, which prohibits abortions once a heartbeat is detected, as early as 6 weeks. Now, there are exceptions if the mother's life is in danger, for incest, or rape. Well, Pacific Justice Institute applauds the state of Georgia for doing the right thing, valuing life, and standing up for the most defenseless, the unborn. Common sense tells us a heartbeat equals life. Please pray that other states value life and do the right thing. Visit pji.org.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Come on, let's sit down together at the Black Bear Diner on Highway 5 in East Cypress and Redding. Stop by for a family-friendly atmosphere, bear-sized portions, and expansive menu. Enjoy breakfast all day with bear-sized portions of their hearty Bigfoot chicken fried steak and eggs, scrumptious bear claw French toast, and signature sweet cream pancakes. Good food, good friends, good times at a place that feels like home. The Black Bear Diner in Redding.
Black Bear feels like home. The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Radio. Yeah, we're just going over this memo from, NPR. It's the guidance reminder on abortion procedures, terminology, and rights. So I'm reading it. We don't want a partial birth abortion. It needs to be known as an intact distraction. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm tired of alien doublespeak. BS. You know, call it what it is. Tell the truth. Quit trying to soft pedal it. Quit trying to, shuffle your responsibility of your activities, that you've been partaking in that have caused the event in the first place.
Exactly. Responsibility for your own behavior.
Yeah. Yeah. And acknowledge the fact that it's a baby. It's not a fetus.
Be truthful. That's the whole
thing. Wait a
minute. You know?
Isn't a fetus a baby? Or is a baby a fetus? Or is money... power, money, feed it. I mean, come on. Let's just quit talking crap here.
Yeah, let's get down to the real bare bones of the argument. You want permission to kill life because you don't want to deal with the responsibilities of your action. And don't throw at me the 0.5% case of where it's involuntary pregnancy, rape, to justify infanticide.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. And the real deal is, I don't care which side of the aisle you're on, at least tell the frickin' truth here. Don't whitewash your terms, with your doublespeak crap.
Mm-hmm. That's all they know how to do.
Because they can't tell the truth,
the truth is ugly.
The truth is ugly. That's exactly right.
Yep. The truth is horrific of what is
They have
done.
To look in the mirror if they tell the truth.
Yeah, well, they're going to be looking somewhere. Yeah. I mean, good grief. They better hope there's not a judgment day because that really wasn't that was a fetus. That wasn't a baby. I mean, right now I'm looking at their guidelines. This is additional guidance from Joe Neal, whoever he is.
And that's another one that bothers me is this atheist argument. Do not blame your lack of faith in a creator to justify you wanting to murder people.
Well, but see, if they believe there was a creator, you couldn't justify murdering everybody. I know.
Oh,
it's like the chicken, the egg.
Catch 22. It's life.
But what this says on this additional guidance regarding Unborn Victims of Violence Act, so this is evidently somebody who's against it, against the abortion thing, Joel Neal, who I guess wrote the bill. And it says the term unborn implies that there's a baby inside a pregnant woman.
No.
What is it then?
So if she's a pregnant woman, she really doesn't have a baby. It's a fetus. Babies are not babies until they are born. That's word for word what NPR is saying. Are you freaking kidding me? Then how come if you can have an early delivery, a premature baby that survives in like a sixth or a seventh month term, that's not a baby until it's born?
What about a C-section? Is that like some weird life term purgatory?
What's the definition of born? It depends on what is.
Yeah.
It's nonsense.
It's
And I'm tired of having the argument about nonsense. If you want to argue about the fact that you want to be able to murder babies,
right. or okay, let's whatever argue about it is, that. If you're going to argue the fact, but it, you know, don't try to soft sell it and soft sell it that it's a fetus. Mm-hmm. That's not a baby, because now we're talking legally. Okay, well, if you want legal language, you know, as to whether you're shot in the head, whether it's murder or suicide, you're still dead. Does it matter whether what you call it from a legal standpoint?
If I am to cause the death of a pregnant woman, am I going to face two manslaughter charges or one?
Two.
Why?
Because it's a baby.
Oh, odd.
Yeah. It's only, well, again, and this goes to the point of these guys twist everything for their own political crap BS. And you know something? At the end of the day, if these people don't think they're evil,
they're spun.
They're totally spun because they've justified everything they do for so long. They can't even look in the mirror or look at just plain common sense truth and see it for what it is. Unborn implies that there's a baby inside a pregnant woman, not a fetus. Babies are not babies until they're born. They're fetuses. Now, isn't that exactly the same thing?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Incorrectly calling a fetus a baby or an unborn is part of the strategy. It's a strategy used by the anti-abortion groups to shift language, legality, and public opinion. So, in other words...
So, truth shifts public opinion.
What?
Imagine that.
This is the whole projection crap. They're saying that that they're doing exactly what they're doing. They're trying to shift, use the language and the legality to shift public opinion to recognize something that's not true.
Yes.
Yeah.
And at the same time, pointing at the guys who are calling it what it is, the guys that are doing... I mean,
you're the primitive. Because you don't want to kill completely defenseless human beings, you're the primitive. Because they're enlightened.
Because if I say they're not a human being, and I say they're not a baby, then I can feel good about myself.
It's insanity.
Yes, it is.
Complete insanity.
It absolutely is insanity.
It's
totally insanity.
You know, but this is what they're doing across the board. I don't care whether it's abortion rights, you know, this investigation, you know, Trump's the witch. They project everything they're doing on their opponents, because if you're looking at the guys that they're projecting the crap on, you're not looking at them and looking at reality.
That's what they're doing. Let me ask you a question.
If I looked at you and I said, that's not a human, that's a toddler. Would you say, oh, well, that in case, kill him? Or would you look at me like I'm a complete moron that I am?
Well, this is, but now you understand why in a socialistic, anti-creator, communist regime, why they can justify slaughtering millions of people, because they just don't fit into the puzzle.
And the one that gets me is, where is the black community on this? They are committing genocide against you.
Oh, they're starting to come out. Yeah, I see Candace Owens, Harris, David J. Harris Jr.
They're starting to gather some
steam. Well, what it is,
there's
a lot
more of them coming out than we know about, because, of course, the media and everything else is kind of trying to shut them down.
Everybody's starting to figure out what the media is all about, and they're going to alternative sources, because I think that this group of people have been out there for a long time, but they don't talk about them because they use their Orwellian doublespeak BS to try to shift the arguments so that nobody sees the real reality of the people that are opposing their crap.
Well, and we do have a caller. We've got Steve. Good morning, Steve.
Yeah, good morning.
What can I do for you?
Well, you know, I listen to your program a lot, and one thing I don't hear much about, as far as abortion and things like that, one thing is that I think it's still a law that if you were to get in an accident, it was your fault, and a woman was in the car, and she died and the baby died, it's a double homicide.
We actually
just mentioned, you know, why am I facing two counts of negligent manslaughter or homicide if a baby is not alive?
Yeah, it's, yeah, I know, but I think it's still the law.
It is.
A double homicide if the woman.
I do believe it.
It is. You can be arrested for kicking a dog and getting animal cruelty, and if the dog is pregnant, you're facing several counts of animal cruelty. So a dog's babies are alive, but a human's aren't.
Well, here's another argument that I've heard, too. It says, well, they only want to support the Constitution. That's why they want, you know, it's civil rights, a part of the right of a woman's body, to, and they're just about supporting the Constitution. But then you ask them, well, then do you support the Second Amendment, too? See, they only support the Constitution when it suits their political ends.
Mm.
And the ends justifies the means. And if you remember that, that's kind of like the Stalin, Orwellian, you know, Mao thing, because
yeah, but they don't even follow the Constitution as it's written. They
of course not.
That.
Of
it,
course
well,
not. That's the whole point.
It, yeah.
And see, this is where I become upset and very frustrated with some people too, because you say, oh, engage these people civilly, remain civil, and don't use certain words, and don't attack them a certain way. You cannot engage in a civil, intelligent conversation with people
if
that are completely
stupid.
Willing to lie to cover up the truth of what they're up
well,
to.
It's
there's no civil engagement with murderers.
It's in their verbiage. You know, on the air, this is the NPR a memo. On the air, we should use abortion rights supporters, not pro-death. Or it's acceptable, you know, to use the phrase
murder.
Abortion rights, but do not use pro-abortion rights. See, in other words, it's like, you know, abortion rights supporters or, you know, pro-abortion
well,
rights.
You know, as far as I'm concerned, it's homicide.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
Yeah, 100%.
Yes. Yeah, all I'm saying is call a spade, call mm-hmm. it what it is. Don't sit there and whitewash this crap.
Exactly. You know, I mean, because if for example, just say that the woman was pregnant and the baby was killed, but the mother wasn't. It'd be homicide.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's really what this argument is over, is whether or not aborting a fetus is justifiable homicide or not. I don't believe it is. They believe it is. They know that their argument is absolutely horrific and nobody in their right mind would ever support it, so they've got to wrap the turd in a Christmas present.
Yeah,
and I'm tired of it.
Yeah.
I'm going to unwrap it right in front of them and let them smell it.
That's what I'm talking about. And this goes across the board with almost everything that these guys support. So I guess we're being flagged by Sue. It's
she's
like,
going to cut us off because we need to go to a break. So
thanks for the call, Steve. You can hang with us if you want.
Bye.
You're listening to KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Child arrived just the other day. He came to the world in the usual way, but there were planes to catch and bills to pay. He learned to walk while I was away, and he was talking for I knew it. And as he grew, he'd say, I'm gonna be like you, Dad. You know I'm gonna be like you. And the cats in the cradle and the silver spoon, little boy blue.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200. KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media sound bites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Take much more of this NPR deal. Why are we supporting these guys and giving them money so that they can, use legal means to hide
commit
the
murder?
Truth and commit murder and then donate to the Democratic Party?
Well, for the general feeling that I get is not only is normal mainstream America starting to wake up to the nonsense that the extreme wings of this country are pushing us to, but they're rapidly running out of patience for it.
I agree with that. And I think that, you know, in light of everything that's starting to happen, there's going to be some heads rolling here pretty soon. If there's not, we're going to be in a civil war at some point, because enough's enough of this crap.
Well, that's the thing, too, is if you look historically at America, for whatever reason, Americans allow themselves to be pushed and pushed and pushed.
Yes,
and
they do.
Pushed. But when they finally say enough is enough, you want to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
Because you don't want to be between us. And
well, that's how we got started. We got pushed and pushed and pushed, and then...
Yeah, that was it.
You certainly don't want to be caught spying on, the whole American public, with 600 million pages of documents coming out of the NSA and a private program called The Hammer emanating from the Obama White House administration to supply... fodder. To supply, enemy, dirt, mudslinging, so that you can control the people that you're trying to control across the board, whether it's Justice Roberts, they were spying on him. I mean, think of all the people that just remember Boehner and the crybaby crap? I bet they had so much on Boehner that, he's up there bawling like a little schoolgirl. Because he knows he can't, he's through.
Yeah. He got caught with his hand in the cookie jar.
Well, and the real deal is, if you're spying on 200 or 300 million people and worldwide, then guess what? There's very few people you're not going to find something on that you can use as leverage to blackmail them.
Weird. And you know who's starting to look a little bit like Boehner? Good old Nancy Pelosi.
Oh man.
I'm telling you.
She's cracking up.
She's starting to.
She's cracking up.
So
she was all there to begin with.
So we need a pool going on the calendar that shows, okay, who goes down first?
Who goes first?
If that's right, and what day? Okay, so we got to start a pool. You know, is it going to be Brennan? Or Comey? Or Clapper? You know, those are my three big bets. And I'm betting on Comey, but it could be Brenner.
I'm kind of leaning towards McCabe.
Well, there's McCabe, too, yeah.
I think he'll go state's evidence.
Well, I think they're all starting to turn like rats on each other.
Oh, yeah.
And remember the narrative? It's like
looking for the way out.
You remember the narrative, you know, before the Mueller report came in was like, you know, it's like, oh, there's nothing wrong. It's all Trump. Trump's the devil. Trump's been spying. You know, he's the guy. He's not following the Constitution. You know, he's obstructing justice. He's collusion. And now they're saying, and we have to impeach him. And we go, for what?
Yeah. Because there's no evidence.
Yeah.
What are you gonna... no evidence of an impeachable offense. Therefore, we have to impeach him.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? That's why she's cracking up. You're going to start an impeachment procedure, and then they're going to say, okay, what are we impeaching him for?
And that's where we stop engaging with the argument of whether or not we should impeach him. We know we should impeach him. We know there's no reason to impeach
him. It's kind of like...
So the argument is, put up or shut up. Impeach him. I double dog dare you to impeach him or shut up.
It's kind of like this. Okay, I was in Montana skiing at Big Sky one time with a friend of mine, and he was just telling me about this new product that they had. It was like it would boost your memory. You couldn't forget anything. It was the best thing in the world, and it's a complete breakthrough. And I go, what's the name of it? And he's like,
I don't know.
Yeah. Oh boy, I can see that works. That stuff works.
Yeah.
You know, it's like impeachment. What do you have for what?
Like Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff tweets.
Adam Schiffy.
Yeah. Obama must declassify documents. Donald Trump's declassifying the documents. It's a cover up. Yeah. How is releasing information a cover up?
You're not understanding how it works.
These guys are going to have, you know, these guys are all going to have names like in the mafia, you know, like, Sammy the Bull and Lefty Lefkowitz. And, you know, we got Sleepy Creepy Joe and we got Crazy Pelosi.
The rat.
Yeah. What's his Blumenthal? We got the rat Blumenthal, you know, you can't even think of them. So, you know, then you got Homie Comey.
Yeah,
slap the clapper. I mean, I don't know.
I'd like to know who's going to be one of the biggest rats, because if somebody's going to get prosecuted.
John Brennan Bynum.
I think there's going to be a rat in the wings that's going to speak up.
Very legitimate question. If you pay attention to another story that the media is not reporting on, Julian Assange.
Oh yeah.
Julian Assange in custody? Or is he in protective custody?
That's a good question. And where is the flash drive?
Yeah. Where are the servers, DNC?
Yeah. Oh yeah, that's a good point, because we can't even find Anthony Weiner's a laptop now, because
I would bet you money that Julian Assange has proof that the DNC hack came from Seth Rich.
Absolutely.
And they
no question
murdered
about
it for it.
So here I'm looking at the Gateway Pundit reported, and this is actually today, I think, May 26th, and it says the report. Okay, they reported the DOJ's IG report related to many lies, blah blah blah. Andrew McCabe, maybe he's let's get a calendar and we'll take bets.
Yeah, and
McCabe on Tuesday, Comey on Wednesday, and they should be starting if they're not lawyering up right now.
Oh, you know they are. Oh yeah.
So, in this report, it includes little mention of Anthony Weiner's laptop emails to, blah, blah, blah. And then all of a sudden, he's sentenced to 2 years, blah, 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 and all this stuff, right? Well, now they can't find the laptop.
Weird.
God, it's just crazy how that happened.
But, you know, what's really interesting is that somebody else has all those emails. I wonder who it is.
There's several actors that have those emails.
Remember, they found all those on the White House server? Yeah. And this whole thing leads back.
Maybe we should ask MI6.
Well, I don't even know what they call them anymore. It's the GC, the intelligence agency.
British Intelligence Service with American Intelligence Service to try and commit a coup against the President of the United States. Those guys.
Yeah, that's it. I'm telling you, I got transcripts here, blah, blah, blah. Nobody knows nothing. But this is going to be, I'm telling you, this is coming to a head. And so I'm looking at the transcripts, and, you know, they're talking.
Well, they're going to cut us off. It is the top of the hour.
We'll come back to this.
Pick it up on the other side. Listen to the second half of Sovereign Minds. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
When Sue came along, love me strong, that's what I thought. Me and Sue, but I do.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Michael Harrington. President Trump is downplaying North Korea's recent missile tests, saying today they are not a concern for him. This is White House spokesman Sarah Sanders.
Some of the activity that's taken place, as you can see from the president's Twitter, isn't something that's bothering the president. He still feels good about the relationship that he has and about Chairman Kim's commitment that he made to the president.
In an early morning tweet, Mr. Trump said, quote, North Korea fired off some small weapons, which disturbed some of my people and others, but not me. Officials say two people have died after a likely tornado destroyed a motel and swept through a nearby mobile home park in the Oklahoma City area. El Reno Mayor Matt White said during a news conference this morning that, quote, there have been two fatalities at this point in time. Search and rescue efforts are continuing. The apparent twister part of a strong line of storms that crossed quickly across the state last night. A new lawsuit says Boeing's design of the 737 MAX airliner was faulty, and the company was able to rush the plane into production because it faced little oversight from regulators.
The lawsuit says the plane could crash if a single part malfunctioned, that Boeing concealed problems and refused to ground the plane on its own. Lawyers say Boeing did the same thing after crashes of earlier 737s in the 1990s. Former Transportation Department Inspector General Mary Schiavo filed the lawsuit in federal district court in South Carolina on behalf of relatives of a Swedish man killed on Ethiopian Airlines Flight 302 in March.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Boeing is also being sued over the October crash of Lion Air Flight 610 in Indonesia. Pivotal elections for the European Union Parliament reaching their climax today as the last 21 EU members go to the polls. Results will be announced sometime later on this evening. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Free offer contingent on subscription. Pay shipping and handling. Cancel anytime. Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym. Take your manhood to the max by trying your first 30-day bottle free when you text the word MASS to 797979. Finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. For your free bottle, text MASS to 797979. Text M-A-S-S to 797979.
Dr. Charles Schneiderman joins us again this weekend to talk about a common liver problem.
More than one-third of U.S. adults have non-alcohol-related fatty liver, or NAFL. One in five people with NAFL get inflammation of the liver cells called non-alcohol steatohepatitis, or NASH. NASH can lead to scarring and risk of liver cancer. Treatment includes weight loss and diabetes control. Charles Schneiderman in Washington.
A retrospective of Andy Warhol's work on display in San Francisco captures his use of artwork to create public personas for his subjects, the way people do now using social media. Andy Warhol from A to B and Back again opened last week at the San Francisco Museum of Modern Art, runs through September 2. Organizers say the exhibit illustrates how Warhol embraced personal branding decades ago and foreshadowed the digital age. It includes more than 300 works. News and analysis at townhall.com. NASA has launched the final stage of a four-year effort to develop a national traffic management system for drones.
The space agency is testing drones in cities beyond the operator's line of sight
as businesses look to unleash the unmanned devices in droves above busy streets and buildings. Multiple drones took to the air at the same time above downtown Reno last week. A series of simulations testing emerging technology that will one day be used to manage hundreds of thousands of small, unmanned commercial aircraft. Rich Thomason reporting.
Today is Sunday, May the 26th, and a birthday for some famous people, including sportscaster Brent Musburger. He is 80 years old today. Singer Stevie Nicks is 71. British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn has 70 candles on his cake. Comedian Bobcat Goldthwait is 57. And long-distance runner Zola Budd is 53. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
We're back. Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media Community Radio for the North State, your talk radio station. We're at 1460 AM and 96.5 FM. Wow. I'm looking at this article, and I am going to post this, and it's called, in the latest transcript release, New York FBI Director Sweeney tosses Comey under the bus and has no idea what happened to the Wiener laptop.
Where could it be?
Wow, this is just a bombshell, and they're coming out daily, it seems like. This goes back to the AG report, or the IG report, the Inspector General's report, back in 16, Comey's report. So, on this report, wow, it's just unbelievable. McCabe is involved here, but what you want to take away from this report is that, and this was talked about by in November of 2016, Eric Prince, who's founder of Blackwater, was on Breitbart Radio, and he said these shocking things about the Wiener emails. He said that because Wienergate is a sexting scandal, the NYPD started investigating through a subpoena. Through the warrant, they searched his laptop, and sure enough, they found 650,000 emails.
Weird.
They found way more stuff than just more information pertaining to the inappropriate sexting that the guy was doing. Okay. They found a lot of other real damning criminal information, including money laundering, including the fact that Hillary went to the sex island with convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein. Clinton was there more than 20 times. Hillary went there at least 6 times. The amount of garbage they found in these emails and criminal activity by Hillary, by her immediate circle, and even by other Democratic members of Congress was so disgusting they gave it to the FBI.
As they should.
As they should.
But little did they know.
Now, do you think that's why these guys might be squawking so loud? I mean, other members of Congress, would they be, it says even other members of the Democratic members of Congress.
But see, are they a little afraid?
I think that's only half the story. I bet you there's plenty of dirt on the Republican side, too.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised either.
It's across the aisle.
Maybe. But it seems like the guys that are squawking the most seem to have the most to lose. I mean, like Adam Shifty, Shifter. The Shifty Shifter. So this gets crazy, but... You go through all this, and I'm just going to summarize this. They're asking you know, Sweeney, one of the FBI agents that was in charge of some of this investigation. And they asked him, he says, so where's the laptop now? And his answer was, I think we still have it. I don't know off the top of my head, but I think we still have it. The question was from the IG. So to the best of your knowledge, it hasn't been returned to anyone? Or, I don't think so. Has it been destroyed? No. And there's...
we just don't know where it is.
We're not sure. Let's see. No, and there's right when we take it, there's a mirror. It's mirrored. You don't operate off the actual device. I believe we still have it. So we're pretty sure the New York has it. The NYPD, we're pretty sure that the FBI still has it.
We know the NSA's got it.
The NSA, wow.
Probably the Russians.
Yeah.
Probably WikiLeaks.
So, in summary of this article, it says the Obama administration's corrupt FBI, DOJ, and AG were all working to cover up and stop the investigation into Anthony Weiner's laptop emails before the election. Now, it really had nothing to do with Seth Rich at this point.
Not yet.
Not yet. I think what it had everything to do with is there was so much incriminating evidence. I mean, it was in a file on Anthony Weiner's laptop titled Insurance. You think?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's insurance, all right.
Let's see. Who is the insurance for and against? I mean, you had Uma Abedin, who was his wife at the time, working as the top aide for Hillary Clinton. Mm-hmm. And they had all this evidence on Hillary Clinton and Democratic congressmen and all these guys. Do you think this is a game of blackmail at the top?
Yeah. It absolutely is.
Wow. So this whole thing is, and in the summary, it says an individual or group of individuals forced these crooks to open up the second Hillary email investigation in late October. A.G. Lynch, that would be Loretta Lynch, may have tried to use the Garner investigation to coerce individuals in New York to stop looking into the Weiner emails. All of these Obama crooks were hoping for Hillary to win, and if she had, we wouldn't hear about any of this.
Oh, no. But she didn't. And now they're scrambling.
Wow. What a...
I mean,
This is so big when you look at the totality of these, of all that's going on here. You got murder. You got money laundering. You got pedophilia. You got foreign governments spying on American citizens at the bequest of the White House. I mean, how, and right, nothing's going to happen, right?
But Obama was the only president without a scandal.
Yeah, he was. He was scandalously.
What? And where do you start?
I don't know.
Like where do you start?
We need to gird our loins here a little bit.
A little bit.
I'm thinking cover it up with Kevlar or something because these guys are.
I don't think these people are going to go quietly either.
Well, that's what Dan Bongino said yesterday.
When they start to go down, they're going to accuse Trump of violating the Constitution, of acting illegally.
I think people might start actually ending up in the East River or something.
They already have.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah.
I mean, the Potomac swim team grows monthly.
Yeah.
Maybe they start with the octopus.
Maybe.
Maybe, and just start slicing.
Although Biden may actually be able to get out of it by telling people, well, I didn't know what was going on. Well, why not? Because I'm an idiot.
Well, there is that.
He might be able to get off on that defense.
Yeah. I mean, you know, they're going to pull out all the stops because guess what? I don't know if anybody really knows this. I mean, one of the charges that we didn't really, like, bring up was treason.
Treason.
Okay, so, you know, pedophilia, you go away for a while, and, you know, money laundering, you go away for a while. You know, murder, they can actually kill you for that. But, you know, all the rest of this stuff is jail terms. Treason, you know, they can fry you for that.
They intentionally and willfully lied to the Intelligence Court of the United States of America in order to unseat a president of the United... That is a coup.
Yeah.
If it's not a coup, what is it?
Let's see. It's not pedophilia. It says, it's not murder. It's not, it's not money laundering or corruption. It's actually treason.
Yeah. That's exactly what it is.
And these guys wouldn't be squawking about that because they're not looking like they're not going to have a problem. Like, you know, if they actually do bring these guys up and charge them and indict them through a grand jury investigation, which is going on for a little while, through this guy out of Connecticut, then, yeah, they wouldn't be, you know, there was no panic in D.C., was there?
And they knew. They knew they were lying the entire time. And how did they know that they were lying? Because they created the lie. They created it. They got together and conspired on how they were going to create and perpetrate this lie.
Pish posh. This is all a big, this is a collusion. Who are they colluding with? Everyone.
Yeah, the Russians, the British, the Australians, the Ukrainians.
Do you know what? I got another article here. Here's one that it's like, are you kidding me? So ex-CIA chief John Brennan still has a security clearance, even though President Trump revoked it last summer.
How's that work?
Yeah, how's that work?
I don't know. Let's see.
You can just write your own? Hey, I want one of those.
I need one.
Yeah. Hey, let's start up the press.
Attempts to revoke the security clearance were hampered by aides who slow-rolled the president by the Justice Department officials who fought Trump, warning he was jeopardizing national security. These are journalists and national security agencies.
Yeah. Well, here's a very real question and a very troubling question, because they are necessary and needed. But after all of this comes out, how do we as the American people ever allow or trust our intelligence agencies again? Ever?
Yeah.
How can we go through this and say, whew, glad that we just went through that decade of craziness. You know, yeah, I trust the FBI to have a domestic terrorism.
Your power all power back to you.
Yeah, and in this article it says, Brennan has accused Trump of committing treason and has warned him many times that the Mueller report would be taking him down. Try for double jeopardy in the bonus round.
Yeah, now what
is
he going to do?
Brennan has gone into overdrive, attacking President Trump since he issued a declassification order of Spygate documents. You don't think there's panic in D.C.?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And with that, we need to go to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
I think this one's for Nancy.
Pretty mama, where you been so long? Pretty mama, where you been so long? You've been hiding out, I know that's true. Pretty mama, sure need.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today, or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
SSD Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SSD Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your end.
entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Yeah, we're just kind of hitting it today. A lot of topics, but I'll tell you what, I get a little stuck on that one because it's like...
How can you not?
How can you not? That's right.
And that's just, that's the glazing on the turkey. We're not even into the meat yet.
I guess they're, I know. Yeah, I mean, this stuff is just out of control, you know. I do have to make an announcement. I guess there's going to be a rally to oppose SB 276 on May 31st noon at the Department of Public Health. Please clear locations. I haven't got any real I'm trying to figure out where it's at. Is it on the building on Pine Street? But maybe somebody can clarify that for us. But that's about vaccines. And so we'll have a little more on that as the show progresses, but
and that's from our friend Senator Pan, who will be volunteering to personally test all of the vaccines himself.
Yeah, maybe he'll eat some glyphosate while he's
because
at
he
it.
Cares.
Yeah, because he really cares about how our food and our health is.
It's about the children.
Now they're finding out.
Maybe that's what happened to Nancy.
I saw that on the Still report, but they're starting to find glyphosate in the vaccines.
Yeah. Wow. They most definitely are, yeah.
Well, you spray poison everywhere. It tends to get everywhere.
Yeah, well, what's the difference if you do that poison or the other poison or, you know?
Well, that's like one of the things that drives me kind of nuts. Like, you've got all of these people that are running around and they're lactose intolerant, they're glucose intolerant,
yeah,
they're this intolerant.
What could cause that?
You're not.
You're
if
not.
If it wasn't for bread, human beings would not have progressed to the point that we have.
It's the crap that's in the bread.
I quit. I'll tell you what.
It's the glyphosate poison. It's
in the wheat. It's in the soy, and it's in the corn. Those are the biggest three, besides maybe peanuts.
Yeah, and the milk, because your cow eats all of those things.
That's it.
It depends on where it's coming from.
Well,
yeah.
And even then, it's a hit and hope, you know, that you're getting clean stuff. Can the whole world be poisoned by this crap? Yeah.
Why not just wash your dinner down with a glass of Roundup?
Yeah, I mean, I quit, you know, it's been over a year, and I stopped eating carbohydrates, bread, pasta, anything like that. And you know something? I lost, 35, 40 pounds. I feel better. I have more energy. Mm-hmm. Gee, it couldn't have anything to do with the bread and all that stuff, right?
Because it's so processed, and they process it with all the crap.
Yeah.
America lives
bread
on that crap.
Bread has been a staple of the human diet for tens of centuries.
Evidently, U.S. food companies demand that EPA take action to stop spraying of glyphosate on foods just before harvesting.
How about just period?
I'm with you. It says a coalition of American food companies that oppose using glyphosate weed killer to dry out our food crops prior to harvest plan. They plan to march in Washington. I guess the march already took place on the 23rd. Did anybody see that one in the media?
No. Hmm.
Yeah.
With that, we do have a caller on the line. We've got Lori, so maybe she can tell us where the rally is going to be.
There you go. I was kind of hoping she would call.
Good morning, Lori.
Good morning, everyone. Yes, I have not gotten verification if it's the Pine Street one. I presume it's the downtown one because going off to Breslau would not make much sense.
Right.
No one would really see it. The visibility is not there. So we have until Friday, May 31st, 12 noon. And this is, by the way, every county in California is doing this. This is not just special, you know, Redding. It starts at 12 noon, and I plan to be there. I don't know, maybe during some of the other talk shows during the week we can identify that. One of your guests, actually, Linda, Kimberly Vollmers, has I think she's on your show twice.
Yeah, I was thinking about having her back again.
Information. And so she's been very helpful on kind of organizing because I tell you what, folks, coercion is not informed consent. If there's risk, we should have a choice. Red and Mark, what's his name, Senator Pan, he promised a long time ago you'd have your exemptions, and now they keep walking it back. What they're doing with this, it's not about the argument, debate, or fighting about if the vaccine is toxic, dangerous, or unsafe versus it's fine and effective. This thing is about taking away your right to have a patient-doctor relationship. This is a whole new road, people, whole different conversation. When they start taking away your relationship with your doctor who knows your history, your genetics, your vulnerabilities, certain genes affect seizures. Why don't we have peanuts on the flights anymore? Peanut allergies? Peanuts being put in the vaccines? There's so much to this. So, again, if people need to look it up, it's SB 276, and this is because of the they're taking away parental rights, and your kids, you know, you can only keep yanking your kids out of public school. Not everyone can do homeschool. Moving to the Bible Belt might buy you a year or two, but they're coming after. They always start with California, as we keep saying, don't we?
Mm. Yeah, but what they're starting to do in the Bible Belt area is actually they are making the parents get vaccinated if they want to bring small babies home and stuff. Otherwise, they're not going to release them.
Well,
did you know that?
Well, they've already done it here with Mercy, with the nursing staff for the MMR. Mm-hmm. You can't wear a mask for MMR because of the release and the spreadability of it. So here's adults, if they don't have the right test for it, they're going to be forced to be vaccinated again if it's not showing the proper levels. And I'm concerned we're going to start losing our medical people. You're commenting about Ben Carson. And I mean, there's some smart, intelligent people in these professions, and when they start forcing them to be vaccinated, we're in a world of trouble.
Well,
not just universal health.
The real deal is you can't force me to vaccinate unless you have a gun pointed at my head.
And you still ain't getting it.
And then, yeah, exactly. So it's coming to a, you know.
Yeah, but what you got to realize, too, like when you went to the hospital for surgery, they do vaccinate people or give them shots that you're not aware of if you don't pay attention
to
what's going on.
Because they call it a biological. This is back to semantics.
Yeah.
You know, with the whole abortion thing, all this new terminology with NPR, this is just people. You have got to look at things twice, thrice, have someone help you. Get an advocate. I feel bad for the elders being hustled up for every kind of shot possible.
Yeah.
Well, and I think we need to start a new party in California. It's called the Middle Finger of Defiance Party.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway, stay tuned. Friday, noon.
Okay, well, let us know, Lori. Make sure you get that information out to us, then we'll, you know, let people know.
Yeah, and maybe Kimberly, if you can contact her or maybe have her on the show again sometime down the road for these kind of updates.
Yeah, I will do that.
And Brian Hooker's still on top of everything. He's helping with Vaxxed 2, which will be out, oh, I don't know, late July or something like that. So this is the follow-up from the original Vaxxed, and Brian Hooker is a doctor here in town, PhD, and he's a producer in this film. He has a son that's been impacted by the MMR, and I think we need to kind of support him, too, if he's able to be on the radio or do a remote call. That would be awesome. Can I close with a John Kleckner mailing address for his family?
Oh, yes.
$1,500 for an obituary in the record
searchlight. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe that is even done to the vets there. Haven't they given enough?
They're a failing newspaper. That's why.
I know.
It's insane.
What's that? A few cobwebs and I don't know what. It's a sad state of affairs.
Does anybody out there even get the record searchlight anymore?
Didn't even know still did
the
newspaper.
No, you get it at the dollar store 5 days later.
Yeah. Yeah. In the bathroom.
So if people want to help out, it's to Kim Chamberlain?
Correct. Yes. Did I send that to you? I can't.
Yeah, at 2273 Knobcone Avenue, and that's Knobcone Avenue, Anderson.
Yep, and the zip 96007, and it's for the obituary fund for John Kleckner, Kleckner. And this family could sure use some fast help. So if you can't make it to IGO tomorrow, you can't do whatever. You know what? Write a check.
It just dawned on me what you said. You said that the record searchlight is charging this family $1,500 for the obituary?
Correct.
Yeah, and I'm not sure if it's because he had so much data, history, rich career. And I don't know if they go by column space. I believe they go by words.
They can't do that.
I think after 250 or something or 500, then they start charging. I'm just saying what they do.
Here's the thing, and I'm kind of shooting from the hip here a little bit. I'm going to have to look into this. But I remember when we were doing the Shasta Lantern and things, to be authorized and considered a member of the press and to have your press credentials authorized, you have to be a new service citizen print and printing public information such as obituaries and write your intention to operate fictitious businesses and things like that. To be considered a member of the press, you have to print things like this, and you can't do it for profit.
I think that if they put in just a death notice,
like I said, I'm kind of shooting
article and stuff, I believe that you're allowed, and you can check into it. It's like 250 or 500 words, and then they charge so much after that.
Okay.
Well, here's the point, and I think we have and share the same sentiment. This family should not pay 1 cent
for
any of this. And if we can quickly pony up everyone and let's make this go away and bless this family, and let's see if anybody else has information on why such an astronomical fee for honoring someone that did so much. I'm just stunned. I can't even speak. I'm so stunned. Ugh.
It's very aggravating, but yeah. Again, if you want to send money in, it's to Kim Chamberlain at 2273 Knobcone Avenue, Anderson, California, 96007.
I'd take a shot in the dark and say it's probably because the people running the paper are scumbags.
But this is something that's been going on for a while, because that's why I refused to pay for the record searchlight was a few years ago. They wanted to charge for to put an obituary, and that didn't go too well.
Yeah, and I wouldn't even be opposed to a reasonable fee, which I think is kind of, but okay, I understand you've got a profit margin and stockholders, but $1,500 for a vet's obituary?
Yeah.
Yeah, kick rocks.
Yeah, and with that, I think we need to get off to a break. If you want to call in, the number here is 530-605-4567. This is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Hi, I'm Dan Scott, owner of Eagle Eye Painting. Spring is traditionally a time for home improvement projects. A new paint job is a great place to start. At Eagle Eye Painting, we handle interior, exterior, and cabinets. Plus, we offer minor repairs for drywall and dry rot. We are fully licensed, bonded, insured, and do residential and commercial painting. Please visit our website at danscottpainting.com and read the customer reviews. Then give us a call at 400-5152 to schedule a free estimate. We would love the chance to do a great job for you. Call us today, 400-5152, Eagle Eye Painting.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week, there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM, with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Reading Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Some of these guys might be knocking on heaven's door here pretty soon, you know? I mean,
there's a few of them. Who gets you first?
Yeah, I know.
They're like going to be knocking somewhere.
We're going to be taking odds on different. It'll almost be like the Kentucky Derby. It'll be just a little different, you know?
We might have a
Triple Crown winner.
Depends on if you bet, place, or show.
it sounds like a game show.
It's 32 Comey. To 1. He's coming out of the backstretch. It's James Comey, following him by Clapper.
James Comey, indicted or dead?
Homie Comey. He's going down the backstretch.
And he's down. And with that, we've got a couple callers on the line. We've got Nick on line one.
Hey, listen. You know, when they get Comey and Clapper and Brennan going into court, that's the song they ought to be playing when they're walking up to the witness stand.
Yeah, there you go. That's right.
I thought the devil's door.
I can clear up the obituaries charges because my lovely wife, Signe, died on the 4th of July last year. They charged me $50 to put her picture in and $4 a word, starting from the first word.
So I guess it just depends on how many words you got.
Absolutely.
Wow.
And, you know, they don't even open the office up here anymore. Any business you do with a record search like you have to do over the phone or online.
Mm. I think that's an indicator that they're a booming business that's doing well.
Hey, I'll tell you what. I made a prediction. I don't think I've done it on the air. I predict when the Record Searchlight goes belly up, and they've been priming us for it for quite a while, I predict Bethel will start a church or take that one over. And you know what? When they own the news media, they'll own the town more than they do right now.
Well, I don't know.
Well, that's a scary thought.
Yeah. Hey, listen, you guys aren't talking about the Anwan scandal. Is that just going to go away? That might be worse for us than the Comey and all these guys are doing. The Anwan brothers had access to, what, about 50 congressmen's computers and were selling information?
Oh, a mere glitch. Yeah, a mere glitch that a foreign power might have access to our congressmen's secrets so that they could be blackmailed to cooperate with a foreign government.
Weird. Not quite that way. It didn't really work quite that way.
Nick, but by the time the entire thing comes out, when we've got the whole banana split in front of us, I think even those of us in the know now are going to be stunned.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. They won't tell us at all. They won't let us know completely the whole thing.
I think it's going to be the night of the long knives here pretty soon. Yeah.
You think we could borrow a guillotine from France?
Well, that's always
news pretty soon.
Boy, yeah. I'd love to see old Hillary, how she's chirping just before that blade's being raised up.
Could be. Here's a spoonful of glyphosate.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, I wanted to clear up the charges for that obituary.
We appreciate that, Nick.
I just want to see them
face
justice so that I can have some sense of belief in the rule of law.
And rule of law and actually equal protection under the law or equal distribution of the law. Yeah, with that, I guess we have another caller.
We do. We've got Terry on the line. Good morning, Terry.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I couldn't hear anything on the last segment. I think I had to turn the radio on, so I couldn't hear anything. So I hope I'm not overlapping. But I just wanted to make the comment that you guys are spot on your assessments. Abortion, let's just call it what it is from now on. Let's stop on all our radio programs calling it's murder. Let's
murder.
Just call
murder.
It what it is.
Yeah.
Let's start calling the fact that that Obama and that the Clintons, they committed treason. Now, what's the definition of treason? The definition of treason is an offense or action of overthrowing the government, which is exactly what they tried to do with their collusion with foreign governments, et cetera, et cetera.
It's not really spying, Terry. It's surveillance.
Well, see, that's the whole – I think the thing is – and also, I don't know what happened, but about 30 or 40 seconds of what Lori was talking about must have been bleeped. I don't know what I don't know what happened in there, but, I mean, I don't know whether that was because of – I don't know what happened.
I didn't hear
there,
any bleeps
anyway.
On our end, so it must have been on your end.
Well, no, it was not my end. It was on the radio end.
Interesting.
So anyway, I don't know exactly where she went with most of that because we lost it for, I don't know, maybe about 25 seconds. When you go back and listen, you'll see. It just kept on talking about KCNR. But anyway, point being is that I think we're trying to be ourselves even to a point where we're not calling stuff what it is. And I'm not saying that, you know, I'm not singling out anybody at all. I'm just saying all of us, anybody that has anything to do with the media or is bringing these things forward, let's just call it what it is. Abortion's murder. It's murder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hands down.
Yeah, I'm tired of the Orwellian doublespeak, you know.
I agree with you.
Yeah, it's just, you know, you don't, you know, they change the meaning of the words. You know, freedom doesn't mean freedom anymore. Freedom means government-sanctioned rights that they can take away.
And treason is the correct definition. It's not sedition, because you're inciting rebellion. They're really not inciting rebellion.
Not yet.
It's just simple treason.
Yep.
They're just colluding with governments, to overthrow this one. And that, you know, this stuff has got to be handled. I know that we've all talked about, well, gosh, maybe Trump is going to start prosecuting these people. Well, I think we're all kind of waiting around to see that happen because
it's happening behind the scenes. Trust me on this, Terry.
I believe you.
Yeah, there's things going on that you can't just open up an investigation and to the public while it's going on. You know, if you're doing it correctly and you're not leaking a bunch of crap, we've gotten so used to the criminals leaking stuff that and hearing about things. Whereas now you've got somebody who's seriously investigating this thing, and if nothing comes of it.
Well,
you're going to see an uprising, because the real deal is that we know about all this criminal activity. It's all plain. It's all out there. All the evidence in plain sight. Everybody who wants to see it can see it. And these guys have got to prosecute somebody. Now, it's interesting that they're talking about now it goes all the way to the White House. So as the stuff comes out more and more, and you see this declassification, there's no way that these guys are going to avoid this and hide from this, because the American people are going to rise up if they just decide that they're not going to do anything.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, there isn't two sides to these stories. Murder is murder and treason is treason. There isn't two sides to these stories. There isn't, they have their opinion. Well, okay, you can have your opinion, but if your opinion is entirely against the law, how does that even work?
I disagree, Terry. There's two sides, the prosecution and the defense.
Yeah, right. You know, and, the thing is that what we have to, I think, start doing is like what you guys do. I mean, you're honest about this. You lay it out there. But we need to have that from all the media.
It'd be nice.
Not just, not being, you can't be afraid of the position of offending people or offending someone you're having a cocktail with over the fact that this stuff is happening now and it's ruining our country.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think we should just, be on the air and then be politically correct when we go to our circle of influence, because we don't want to make anybody uncomfortable.
Well, I think, I think that the time now is really getting to where we have to be looking at this, even at local government. But frankly, the federal government certainly got its problems now. Our state government, goes without saying what our state government's done.
Yep.
I mean, here you have two governors. Two governors and the Secretary of State and the Attorney General of the state of California all have committed felonies. Title 8, Code Section 1324, it's a felony. If we did that, it'd be a felony. If we harbored an illegal alien, and that's what they're doing, especially the mayor of Oakland. Nothing ever even happened with that. She warned him.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is so big, and it's going to take a while to get it under control, like you say. And the answer in California is to split the state. There's no question about it.
Yes.
And it's a matter of how can we get it done, and how quickly can we get it done. And, I think there's so many people working on that happening.
Well, here's the thing, and this is where it crosses the line, is back when Obama declared the border and immigration a national emergency and a threat to national security. That changes the dynamics of the game. So if you're aiding and abetting, you're no longer just creating a criminal offense. You are acting against your country in a time of emergency and a threat to national security, and that's sedition.
Well, again, we got to reelect Trump and go from there and keep electing people that are going to follow the will of the people and follow the law. I mean, do you think Biden's got a chance in the next election?
I think they're going to run Kamala Harris. What I think they're going to go for.
I don't think she has a prayer.
I
think that's who the Democrats are going to go for.
I think
she fits all the descriptions of what they want. Stop and think about the uninformed voter. I mean, look at Cortez. I mean, some of the things she said are laughable. But again, it's people swallow this stuff. I mean, how many times have you seen a young girl on Facebook or a gal or talk about, it's my body and I can do what I want with my own blankety-blank body, and if I want to get an abortion, I can get one. Well, you can go get one, but don't have the taxpayers pay for it if that's what you're going to go do. Take it out of your own pocket.
I think you're starting to see the swell of the other people, though. Otherwise, Trump wouldn't even got elected. They're just not mainstreaming it. But at the same time, you're starting to see more and more things come out that people are not going to put up with. It's just like you talk about the illegal immigration. They came out with a story this last week where, these two illegal immigrants killed this 13-year-old girl, raped her, took a bat to her, and a machete. They weren't reporting that stuff before. People are getting angry about this. This is getting to the point where, maybe there's 35% of people that will vote for a block of cheese, thus Joe Biden. But at the same time, there's also, over 50%, well above 50%, people that have had enough of this crap and are sick of this whole game of, government, shifting the rule of law, shifting power into the hands of people who don't give a crap one about, the people. And we, the people, have been sitting back taking it long enough. But once you awake the sleeping giant, just like the Japan did in World War II, then I think you're going to start seeing a reckoning. We'll know more after this declassification, because I think this declassification is going to be the tip of the iceberg that shows and exposes a bunch of these Democrats and maybe some Republicans as well as to what they're real, what they are really doing behind the scenes and the kind of collusion, corruption, criminality that they've been doing for quite some time, and they won't be able to avoid it.
Okay, and with that, we'll have to go break because Sue's going to cut us off in there. So this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there's only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Redding. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now, they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Sometimes her morning coffee's way too strong, and sometimes what she says all wrong. Right or wrong, she's there beside me, like only a friend would be. And that's close enough to perfect for me. Now she's been known to wear her pants too tight, and drinking puts her out just like a lie. Heaven knows she's not an angel, but she'd really like to be. And that's close enough to perfect for me.
Sovereign Mind Radio, home of the Free Fire Media, community radio for the North Shore. For the North State. Shut up. Put a sock.
I'm just saying.
Put a sock in
you
it.
You know? Nice try. Ain't going to help.
Yeah.
Wrong answer.
try
again.
Try for double jeopardy in the bonus round. There you go.
Maybe door number three.
Ding, 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 ding. Okay, so do we have callers? Where are we at?
We got Jimmy, it looks like.
We got Jimmy on the line.
Well, put him on the line.
Hey, Jimmy.
Am I on the line?
You're on the line.
You're on the air, deck. Jimmy. Let her rip.
There's going to be a lot of people on the line pretty soon coming up here. Hey, just a real quick comment. I'd like to, I don't know if you guys already covered this, but what I would love to see is the same kind of treatment to these people that are involved in this investigation that they're doing on the Democrats with this dossier stuff, to where at the FBI goes and kicks their doors in some staged pre-dawn raid with a CERT team with their guns ablazing, when they could have just, you know, given these people, who was it, like Stone and Flynn?
Yeah, they had like more people than they did on the raid in Obama, or not Obama, but that's a Freudian slip there, on Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, so I'd like to see that happen, and, you know, have a news team just happen to be there. So
I'd like to see something like out of the Blues Brothers, you know.
Oh, no, it's the Penguin.
So, yeah,
where they're rappelling off the sides of the building.
All this stuff unfold, and we're just, like, giggling. It's
yeah.
So great. It's like,
I think you're going to see some perp walks pretty soon, Jimmy.
A what?
I think you're going to see some perp walks pretty soon.
Coming.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think
it's great. All right, guys. Well, great show and all. I just want to let you know that I would love to see these people get raided and just a big stage fiasco like they did with these other guys.
Well, get some popcorn and sit back and wait for the show.
I think we're on the part of the roller coaster ride where we're going up. You know,
thanks for calling, Jimmy.
Yeah, thanks.
And then all of a sudden it's going to be the great big whee.
Yeah, I think we're, like I say, get your popcorn out.
It's going to be.
Have we got any more callers? Or? Okay, good. So we're about 5 minutes out from the show being over. Gosh, there's so much to cover. It's ridiculous. We got 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
I did have an open letter here from Chris Ann Hall on impeachment, and I'm not going to have time to read the whole thing in a four-minute deal, but I posted it online on Facebook at Mark E. Kent with the one that has the horse and the flag over Jerry Brown's head. And I'll post it on the other one as well. But, you know, the real deal is that the public outcry about Eric Holder, who was found guilty of contempt by Congress and didn't get one single consequence, and all these other people, Lois Lerner, Loretta Lynch, James Comey, Clapper, Brennan, you know.
Where is Valerie Jarrett?
Where's Valerie Jarrett? Hey, you know, where's Obama? You know, these guys, you know, the only one that seems to tweet is nobody's homie Comey, you know. I mean, the real deal is that that guy's a space cadet.
He's a total Oswald.
Yeah, he's you know, trying to blame everybody for everything. And he's such a stand-up great American. Who lies and leaks. He's a liar and a leaker and a libtard.
But he was doing his duty.
I know.
He actually believes that.
I think that. The guy's totally freaking delusional.
Mm-hmm.
But we will see what happens. I think you're going to need some popcorn here pretty soon.
Well, that's the thing with where I'm at with impeachment. Do it. Do it. I dare you to do it. Well, and if you're not going to do it, shut up.
Yeah, they're not going to do it. Just and if they do it, they're going to look like a bunch of idiots. Either way, do you see anybody in the field that could race against Trump right now and win? I don't think – I think none of them's got a prayer. I think it's over.
No.
Unless they cheat.
I was going to say, if it's a true election, no.
Maybe if the ghost of Lenin shows up.
I'm the ghost of Stalin.
Yeah. There's always Bernie, America's Mikhail Gorbachev.
Yeah, Bernie. He's kind of burned out at this point. So, I don't know. Hey, I got some new Q posts.
Oh, just wait until after decline. Just wait. It's going to be a candy store.
Yeah, because, I got the mainstream media attacking Q now, interestingly enough.
Attack something that's false and doesn't exist?
Well, you know, the last
after,
post
no
before
problem.
That.
Why do you keep attacking?
The post before that, and then we know that there's stuff going on here because, you know, the last post before that was FISAgate, enjoy the show, and it shows, several media show headlines like you're going to the theater, FISAgate, and then you've got Trump 2020 and the tarmac, meeting on the tarmac, you know, and 45 with a... The real deal is that this stuff is coming to a head, and, you know, this is going to be absolutely historic and epic as this whole thing gets revealed to the American people. And I think you're going to see a wake-up call, the Great Awakening, as they talk about, of epic proportions. But time will tell. Time will tell. We will have to wait and see. Anyway, so what do we got left, a minute or so?
Less than, I think.
Less than. All right, so I guess we're going to go.
Well, don't forget there's no meeting at the Reading Patriots tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's Memorial Day.
And remember, there is the event.
Ceremony tomorrow?
Yep, at 5:55 out at Igo Cemetery.
Yeah. Just take a minute between those beers and burgers to remember why you're able to sit there and have them.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know?
Freedom isn't free. You got to, you know, all it takes for good men to, or evil to prosper is good men do nothing. And a lot of people, a lot of good people have been doing a lot of things here lately. So I think that's turning the tide. Don't expect God to cover for you. You have to step up. You were born an original. Don't die a copy. Remember, amateurs built the ark. Professionals built the Titanic. Government is not reason. It's not eloquence. And it is force, and force like fire. Shut up. Is a dangerous servant and a fearful master. You've been listening to Sovereign Mind Radio.
And this is KCNR, 1460 AM and 96.5 FM.